This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
Hide and Seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride, and enjoy the ride, and enjoy the ride, and enjoy the ride. And enjoy, and enjoy, and enjoy, and enjoy, and enjoy, and enjoy, and enjoy. And enjoy the ride.
You're back with Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Dean Beck and James Finlay with you. And James, we've got some really exciting news to share with the listeners.
We do have a lot of exciting news.
We have, yeah, quite a bit of exciting news, actually. Do you want to start?
No, you do it.
Oh, okay. All right. Hide and Seek has survived its first grid, the winter grid, and has been asked back for a, I guess, second season for the spring grid. So we will be with you through to, I think, the end of, or somewhere in December anyway, which is very exciting.
That's right.
There's some other great news that we've got to share as well.
That's right. We're going to be doing an outside broadcast
on a Saturday between 12 and 2, which is like Joy prime time.
It's actually somewhere where our listeners don't have to stay awake unless, you know, they're still wanting to go to sleep after their Friday nights out.
I think there are a whole listening audience that's going to get a fucking wake-up call like they wouldn't believe when they actually hear us on air between 12 and 2 on a Saturday afternoon.
It'll be quite an experience for them because I don't think I've even talked in daytime either.
I know. You hide between the cloak of nighttime radio. And the Saturday we're talking about is the Leather Fair, part of Melbourne Leather Pride 2009. And it's Saturday the 19th of September. And we'll be broadcasting from Joy's little marquee, wedged between the Collingwood Masonic Hall and the Laird Hotel.
Yeah. I won't even need to be pressing buttons. They're getting someone to do that for me. I
don't know. You won't know what to do with yourself.
I'll have two hands free, Dean.
And I know.
It's at the leather fair. It's just gonna, I'm going to go crazy.
Is this going to be your first leather party?
It is, actually.
We're going to have to get some
what are we going to wear?
Oh, look, don't worry about
Dean,
a thing.
What are we going to wear?
I'll take care of it all for you. We'll have you collared and cuffed like you wouldn't believe from head to toe.
Oh, my God.
Look forward to that one. We certainly are. The Leather Fair, part of Melbourne Leather Pride 2009 on Saturday the 19th. And Hide and Seek goes hardcore in daytime.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Manhouse. Manhouse.com.au.
And now it's time for James Findlay's blog. That's a bit gay.
Now, sometimes I just don't understand why people stay in the closet. Sure, I can understand why some people are scared about coming out, but personally, as soon as I knew I liked cock, I was bi. And until I thought about it and realised I'd never even liked pussy. Ever. Period. But recently I came across a closet case who wouldn't do the simplest of tasks. The thing that amuses me the most is how closeted guys are so insistent on being discreet. Like, come on. It's not as if you're going to walk into my place and actually know someone on the street while you're walking into my house, or know one of my housemates. Talk about paranoid. On a recent overnight trip to a country town, I witnessed paranoia to a whole new level. I hopped onto the internet to score a fuck, seeing I had the motel room to myself, and came across a guy who was in town for the night from Sydney. Perfect, you'd think. Especially seeing how he was the only guy that was under 30. I know, I'm a fussy shit. After some web chat on how much I was turning him on and how he was going to fuck me while I was watching TV, eating, updating my Facebook, clearly I was into it, he asked me if I had condoms and lube. Well, of course I had condoms, but it's not as if I take a travel pack of lube everywhere I go. So he wanted me to go to the nearest servo and buy some. I was fine where I was, so I told him he could just buy some on the way when he drove over. I will never forget his response. I can't buy it, man. The attendant might think I'm gay. Wait, what? No. I rolled my eyes and responded with, who gives a shit, man? You're from a different city anyway. Clearly, I wasn't that keen for a fuck, or else I would have just gone across the road for the lube. Or even spat on the guy's cock before it went in. But hey, when you want it, you do anything. But he wasn't that hot, and I was content in watching a bit of amateur porn and jerking off. So I ended up telling him to get out of the closet, because he wasn't doing himself any good in there. He replied with, that's not very nice, where I laughed and said I couldn't care for this situation. All hard I am. And for that, I now carry travel lube.
James's blog, That's a Bit Gay, is published every Thursday and can be found at jamesfindlay.wordpress.com.
So there we go.
James, look.
You're speechless this week.
I am, because I agree with you. I mean, get out of the fucking closet, you dickhead. But that aside, I didn't know what to do. So I went to our sponsors, Manhouse, and I said, look, my co-host has got a little issue. Clearly, he doesn't know what mini lube sizes are like. So I have a present for you.
Oh, yay.
And our friends at Manhouse spoke to their friends at Titan Men Tools.
Oh, geez.
And here we have, well, we've got Titan Men Tools Blue, Titan Men Tools Relax Silicon. It's
what?
A silicon-based relax, helps to open you up.
Oh.
Titanium, which is a premium silicon. There's Rock Hard, which is a water-based lube, but helps. It's got ginkgo in it, so it's got to be good for you.
Oh.
That's for you, and there's a little toiletry pack, so you can take it on your travels with you.
Travels.
So thank you to our friends at Manhouse.
Thank you, Manhouse. I think I'm going to have to like go through all these.
And there's some packet of condoms there for you as well. And
I didn't realise there were so many different types of lube.
I need to take you into one of these places and give you a guided tour, clearly. James, get out of the closet. I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. The guy's an idiot. What I want to say is that it's a poor reflection on your choice of trade, really.
Hide and seek.
Sponsored by Manhouse. Manhouse.com.au.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.